You guys went through the hiring of Mike Brown for the Knicks. I will have some reaction throughout the course of the morning. It's just going to take some time to gather it. The one that I did hear that was, I think if you're a Knicks fan, you would like to hear. This is Mark Spears on ESPN relaying a chat he had with Brown before being named the head coach or accepting or getting the job.
I asked him when he first talked to him, I was like, man, there's a lot of pressure that comes with this job. This is a different kind of job. He said, I love it. I want this. And so I think the Knicks, they're getting somebody where all the laughing is stopping. They got a quality head coach who's been through all the battles and is going to walk in and command respect.
So there you go. There's your new guy.
And he's already leaking.
He's already leaking?
Yeah, he leaked to this guy.
Oh, but that was before, though.
Yes.
That was like, yeah, but you know, during the process.
Hey, you got to tighten it up now. Let's go. No more leaks.
Tighten it up. Four times.
See, that's the one thing about hiring a veteran head coach. They do have relationships.
Yeah.
Off the court with media.
Been around a long time.
Ex-players and stuff like that. So, well, he'll learn. I think he'll learn how the Knicks do business now.
Yeah. So you run and hide no matter what.
You don't have to hide. They don't talk other than after games.
Yeah, true.
So should work out.
Fan engagement's really top notch.
Fan engagement. But have we seen a press conference date?
I have not. No. I was looking for it this morning. I have no idea. It's got to be Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. You would think. Also from the NBA, the Lakers coming to terms with free agent center DeAndre Ayton, Spencer Dinwiddie signing with the Hornets. All right, we get to the baseball story. I'm going to start up in Toronto first because this was a wild night. Fair to say, things did not start well for one Will Warren at all.
Here's Davis Snyder, right-hand hitter, 208, one homer, five runs batted in. Not a real big guy, and he drives one deep left center field. Going back, and it's out of here. Wow, what a blitz by the Blue Jays. A two-run jack by Davis Snyder. 7-0 before you even had your first beverage.
First inning, 7-0. Now, they would lead at one point 8-0, but here came the gritty Yankees. And late in the game, in the top of the eighth.
2-2. Pitch from Garcia. Breaking ball, swing on, driven deep to left, and there it goes. Aaron Judge, hey now! Second deck. Ties this game up at 9-9.
How about that?
So yeah. That was crazy last night. Yeah, this was nuts.
So if he didn't bring back the hay now on that home run, it was officially dead.
That is right. He did bring it back, and it was 9-9, and you felt, I think if you're a Yankee fan, you felt pretty good that they had tied the game after being 8-0 down. Enter Devin Williams in the eighth inning because the Blue Jays had the top of the order coming up.
And now it's time for him to melt down.
Well, and he kind of did. He gets the first out, then he walks George Springer. Mm. Springer steals on the first pitch. Ben Rice was catching. Steals on the first pitch, takes second. Intentional walk of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Sack fly by Al's favorite guy, Alejandro Kirk. Mm. Runners second and third and two out. One out, excuse me.
Go ahead, run it third.
Two out.
Guerrero, he's at second. And Rice got to be real careful. Ah, geez, right there. Man, a wild pitch. Springer scores. 10-9.
And then
that's a killer.
Yes, it was.
That is a killer. So.
And then Barger with the real, it was a good pitch, but hits it, slaps it to left for another base hit. 11-9, and there's your final.
I mean, you know, the thing is that for the Yankees, whether it be Volpe, Rice playing catcher in a spot like this, he's got to stop that ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I do agree. It's a bad pitch, but I do agree.
No, they have to stop it. That's part of their thing.
Dave Sims said that. Rice has got to be careful here.
I agree. I'm with you. He probably should stop it and
drop down. They don't want to put, what's his name, Echeverria in there because he's going to have a
catcher's interference.
Scarry,
you mean.
Echeverria, yeah. I mean, that would be, man, they've had catching issues now. They've had fielding issues.
Bullpen issues. Starting pitching issues.
Just keep going. They got a lot of issues.
And they're walking too many guys.
Now, who has more issues, the Yankees or the Mets?
I mean, the Mets have had offensive issues, starting pitching issues, the Mets.
Injury issues.
Yeah, I think
and
the
Toronto
Mets.
Toronto has now caught the Yankees.
They are tied.
Although the game did end on a Pete Alonso last night, clean toss to Edwin Diaz. So that's a plus.
We're getting there.
He didn't throw that one into the dugout. which I thought might happen.
That is true. And by the way, the Rays a half game behind because they did beat the A's last night. So we're all bunched up atop the AL East. Here was Ben Rice on that wild pitch.
That's on me there. I got to find a way to keep it in front. I was just talking about kind of what happened, if there was anything that we could do differently. But also it's tough, you know, it's during the game, everything's going a million miles an hour. It's tough to, you know, scrub through slow-mo video, but I'll look at it again tomorrow.
Mm. I know, Ben, look, you're a kid, man, and you're what?
You're right. There's no question about it. How about this? Don't walk George Springer.
Exactly. I mean, you can go back and forth. Don't give up seven runs in a first
that
inning.
That too.
I mean, man, you talk about frustrating losses. And first of all, I wanted to turn the TV off. I was watching a split screen. I wanted to turn get the Yankee game off. And then all of a sudden, they start coming back. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be interesting.
And it was interesting.
And then I don't know, this whole Devin Williams, he starts the season, he's horrendous.
Kind of got then back a little bit?
Yeah, no, he got back a lot.
Yep.
He got back like, oh, this is the guy that we signed here. And then all of a sudden, this happens. And the walk sucks, but that you know, that's a pass ball. But they called it a wild pitch.
Well, it hit the dirt first. It's not a pass ball.
I mean,
it's off the inside part of the plate.
In front of the ball. They put their body in front of it.
I don't disagree. And David Cone was saying that maybe because he's on one knee, it hurt. He couldn't slide over fast enough. You're right.
Yeah, I mean,
the ball is still spiked in the dirt.
Right. I was going to say, you got a runner on third. Let's not have the ball hit the dirt. How about that? I mean, you can still throw a good pitch. That, you're trying to fool a guy without throwing in the dirt.
How many times have we seen relievers late in games? They dirt balls. They get balls out of the strike zone, and catchers know.
Okay.
And especially experienced catchers.
So to your point. No.
This is the problem with the Yankees. They're dealing with an inexperienced guy back there.
To your point. Inexperienced guy, don't throw the ball in the dirt.
With a runner on third.
With the lead runner on third, 7 minutes after you just tied the game.
I'm sorry, the pitcher is not thinking that way. The pitcher is thinking,
I suck, and I wish I was still in Milwaukee. That's what the pitcher's thinking. I mean, that guy, he is just, he looks defeated every time he takes, but even before he throws a pitch, he looks defeated.
Even Al said that. Body language doesn't look great.
Oh, body language.
Oh, you're a body language reader now, huh?
Well, his face, he just looks like, I don't want to be out here.
Really does. It's been like that the entire year.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. We didn't watch him in Milwaukee. Was he like that? I don't know. Series finale tonight, the Yankees will try to avoid the dreaded four-game sweep.
Ooh.
Clark Schmidt taking on old Met Chris Bassett on the fan at 7:05. They have lost 6 of 9. I think it's 13 of 19. And as we mentioned, now tied atop the division. As for the Mets, in front of a gathering of friends and family in the afternoon, they wound up losing to the Brewers 7-2.
It was all the Sotos. They were able
it was
to
all
go.
The Sotos.
They were treating them to a nice day.
It was a private showing.
Private showing to the Sotos.
As part of the contract.
Invitation only.
So they lose 7-2. Now, the story in this game was obviously Carlos Mendoza taking out Clay Holmes at 90 pitches, and then Reed Garrett just imploding. He got the grand slam in that game from Joey Ortiz. So the Mets, of course, start poorly. They come back last night, though, against this fireballer, Jacob Mizorowski, the kid who was throwing 101 miles an hour. We used to talk about DeGrom throwing 90-mile-an-hour sliders. This kid throwing a 96-mile-an-hour slider. And yet a couple of guys got around on him.
Here's the first pitch. Nemo hits it high in the air. Deep to right field. Down the line. Near the wall. Frelick back. Gone. Grand slam. Brandon Nimmo jumps all over the first pitch from Jacob Mizorowski.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose from Mets Odyssey Radio. And then you would get the back-to-back shot from Francisco Lindor. 5-0 at that point. The Mets take game two, 7-3. Here was Nimmo post-game Mets Odyssey Radio, happy to respond after that day loss.
In the first game, they were able to hit a grand slam. We were able to hit a grand slam this game. And, you know, it ended up being differences in the game. So, you know, sometimes just one pitch, sometimes it's just one moment in the game that can really dictate it up here.
Well, it did at least last night. Here was Lindor talking about Nimmo setting the tone.
I just followed whatever Nimmo did. Nimmo went out there, was aggressive, got a good pitch, and I just tried to do what he did. And actually got a credit to our starting rotation. I talked to a couple of them before the game, and they told me what to look for, and credit to them.
And you also noticed Nimmo hit in front of Lindor, who was batting in the two-hole as the DH last night. Also along the way, and that was on SNY, Lindor in the postgame talking about being... I said this to Al. How does baseball do an all-star selection show at 7 p.m. when games are starting?
Yeah, it didn't make much. I mean, I guess maybe they just wanted the announcements to happen during the broadcast. Is the only thing I could think of.
If that was the plan, then executed because Gary broke the news in the first inning.
And they did it with Vlad Guerrero with Toronto, too.
Kind of goofy, but whatever. Here was Lindor being selected and now going.
This is something that you can't take for granted. It's a fantastic event. We're honored and blessed to be able to be even somewhere near it. I was extremely happy and proud and ecstatic.
First time as a
Met. Too bad the Yankees don't have this guy, Gleyber Torres, who's got the star for Detroit at second base.
How about not only Gleyber Torres, who's played well,
yeah.
How about Javi Baez?
Yeah, Javi Baez as well, God. Man.
But his career was over when he left here. Yeah, how about that? So
Detroit's finale. Got three starters.
Wow. Well, the best record in baseball, mm-hmm. So.
True.
You got David Peterson, Jose Quintana tonight on Mets Odyssey Radio. In Los Angeles, the Dodgers were taking on the White Sox, who are 30 games under 500. But the point of this story was one Clayton Kershaw.
Better than 50,000 on their feet at Dodger Stadium. 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. There it is. He got him with a slider. Strikeout number 3,000 for Clayton Kershaw. History at Dodger Stadium.
Now, he didn't get the win last night, though. The Dodgers did beat the White Sox 5-4. They scored a few runs in the ninth. Freddie Freeman, the game winner in the ninth inning, game winning RBI single. That was Dodgers radio with the call. 20th all time in baseball with 3,000 strikeouts. Here was Kershaw getting to that magical number.
I made it interesting for sure. Made it take too long. Honestly, didn't pitch that great tonight. Slider was so bad, but this was such a special night all the way around. It really was. Couldn't have asked for anything more, really.
So, congratulations to him. 55th win on the season for the Dodgers, who have really found
the White Sox.
Yeah, they were losing.
Yeah,
Max Muncy.
Actually, all 3,000 were against the White Sox. It's an amazing stat.
Muncy helped off the field in the sixth inning with a knee injury. We were going through.
How bad is the knee injury? Do we know?
I don't know the answer to that. No idea. But we were going through the 19 other pitchers. So I just mentioned to Al, you know, we're Cy Young in that list, and he has 2,800. I know it's 100 years ago. You got to see the innings pitched, though, by this guy.
By Cy Young?
Dude. 460 innings in a season.
They just threw, but they didn't throw sliders. I mean, they weren't throwing all these other.
I understand.
Freaking balls.
I don't know what they threw, but here we celebrate a guy and give him $50 million a year if they can get to 200 innings. 450. I mean, come on.
These guys routinely, all have an arsenal of like six pitches.
I know
now.
They do. I know. Well, it ain't working for a lot of them because they end up under the knife and out for a year and a half.
That's for sure.
So coming up next hour, I will try and find more reaction from the Mike Brown hiring. Also, Max Homa has quit, not social media, but quit X. We'll give you his reasons why coming up and a whole bunch more.